Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I talk to clients about their role in the conversation a lot. It's a great way to link your background and story to your platform. So the next big question is, how do you describe your role? Well, first up, I got a rant about what not to do. My more creative clients, now y'all know who you are, come up with some label that resides in the hype zone. For example, the word ninja is not allowed in B2B markets. Now I get it. Killer labels are great for articles like the one I referenced, but they don't work in your bio or web copy. There's just some things we cannot call ourselves. So if you fall in love with a label, let your advocate say that about you. Seriously, don't do it. Okay, now that we've visited toward the dark side, let's move toward the light. One of my favorite tactics is what I call the turned idea. Here's how it works. Former blah, blah, blah turned advocate for blah, blah, blah. Now you can put this language in your bio page. And here's another one. And I think our previous point just is a great example. Juxtaposition. Now, those who know me know this is my favorite, dead-on favorite tool. The best example here is an oldie but goodie. Freakonomics co-author Stephen Levitt is known as a rogue economist. Now, let's think about that for a second. Rogue and economist. Those two usually are not combined. Even if you're not sure exactly what that means, you're still intrigued. And that's the point. You want to describe your role in speaker intros, book flaps, places like that where you can set up the expectation in the marketplace. And the last thing you want to do is add confusion, though. Hope this helps. Now you go out there and be brilliant.